Now, as promised, time to chat to Peter. It's Peter Allam from Allam's Attorneys today, talking about divorce and advising children. Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this rather chilly Monday morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to the listeners out there. As mentioned, it's nice and chilly. We thought summer was here. It was nice and hot towards the end of the week. Then along came the rain. Didn't spoil anything because we need the water to be filling up our dams and our tanks and all the rest of it. So it was a welcome rain. And the hope that is, I see it coming back during the week as well, which is great. Anyway, this morning's chat to you will be about, you know, children and divorce. It was a very interesting book that I found. It said divorce. Don't forget the children.
Right.
And such two words. You know, this is what happens is that, you know, because people no longer can be together, the poor children are the ones that sometimes are affected most. You know, it's a situation is that, you know, divorce is not a right and a wrong anymore. And it's so easy these days to get divorced. You know, it's just a irretrievable breakdown of the marriage. That's as simple as what it is. There doesn't have to be one person right and one person wrong. No great damages, claims or anything like that that ever seem to be successful and that type of thing. But what about the children, you know? You need to make sure that you plan the conversation and together, no matter how you're fighting, you know, those innocent little children. And sadly enough, I mean, in my career, the worst that I ever saw affected were old children. When I say old children, I'm talking about children from a marriage where the parents had been married for like 50, 60 years. The dad had found a girlfriend and was moving on. And the effect that it had on the kids that were 30, 35, 40 years old was frightening. You know, they thought they had the most perfect parents with the most perfect marriage, only to discover that dad for years had had a girlfriend and it was time for him to move on with it. So when we talk about children, you know, we're not talking about under 18 or under 21. We're talking about children, no matter how old your children are. Make sure that you address it correctly. And, you know, the advice that everybody gives in that regard in the book that I picked up is make sure that you plan the conversation. Make sure that you talk to the children together. Tell them the news in a calm manner. Don't start shouting, oh, dad has found a girlfriend, came off with somebody or something like that. You know, you need to come to terms. You need to say, well, somehow things haven't worked out between us. You know, we're not together anymore. We're going to part. You need to tell the children that you love them dearly, that you both love them equally. You know, it depends on the circumstances of the divorce as well. Sometimes you just have a rough rider in the sense that one of the two parties has found someone else, moved on, ignored the children. So it depends on the different circumstances it is. But it is still better to be there to advise the children together, two of you, not one of you, not one blaming the other, and to be honest and focus on how their lives will change, because it's a huge impact that will come about to hear that your parents are going to get divorced. You know, so often kids have no idea at all that there are problems between the parents. You know, people say, but how can it be? Because they were screaming and shouting every night and things like that. You don't know. You know, kids get used to that type of thing. You see parents fighting. I'm a firm believer that if you don't fight, you don't have a relationship. You know, that's always been in my mind. You know, if you don't have words every now and then, sort it out and get, you know, over your troubles. You don't have it. If you bundle it all up and you never, ever express anything or bring it out in the open, you'll never get over it, unfortunately. That's just my own personal opinion. I always say to people when they come to me, you know, have you discussed these problems that there are? You know, people come here and tell me, oh, I think my husband's doing this or I think my wife has done this. And I say to them, you know, have you told her, oh, it'll just cause a fight? I said, well, go cause the fight. Get it out of you. You know, get it off your chest. It's like anything. I mean, you know, people scream and shout at each other, and then sometimes it comes and you see reason, which makes a huge difference. So, you know, the point is that if you're going to go through a divorce and there are children involved, no matter what age they are, make sure that you get together before the conversation, set up the meeting, tell them when you're going to do it, and then beforehand plan what you're going to do. You know, it's like plotting and planning. If you're going to build a house, you can't just say tomorrow, I'm starting to build a house. You've got to get plans drawn. You've got to get the plans approved. You've got to find the contractor. You've got to, you know, then buy the materials. And you've got to see somebody that knows what they're doing, that's going to guide you with it and that type of thing. Well, a divorce pretty much puts into the same sort of situation. You know, you've got to plan what you're going to say. You've got to coordinate that you both have the same story as to what the reason for the divorce is and the core message that you're going to put across. You know, you need to say who's going to break the news, who's going to talk, are we going to talk together? You need to plan that it's done at the right time and the right place. You can't do it now. If you've got a child writing a trick exam, for example, for God's sake, don't come along now and say, well, we're going to tell Joseph that we're getting divorced. I mean, that will affect his whole life for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I mean, that's catastrophic.
Absolutely. Absolutely catastrophic. I mean, you know, so you've got to choose the right time and place. You've got to make sure that you're not rushed when you do it. You know, if you've already parted or one of the other parties has left the home and that, make sure that you're there, that you can be with the children once you've told them. You've got to also make sure that afterwards you've got time for them if they want to ask you questions, if they want to be with you and that type of thing. And like I say, you know, not before exams, not before school, not before bedtime. You know, you must make sure that there's time for the kids to get it into their system. You know, it's a hell of a thing. I mean, to tell children that you're getting divorced is not a simple little thing. Okay, sometimes it's been coming for a long time and the children know. You know, you get a lot of children say, I don't know why my mom and dad are living together. They haven't been happy for years. You know, why doesn't one just get out of the house and give us peace and tranquility in the home? That happens quite often. And, of course, you know, you've also got to have a look at the two parties themselves, the husband and wife. It's not easy where you become attached to children and then you're going to tell them that you part. You know, the emotions are there. I mean, how often don't you hear that, you know, during the week, mom looks after the kids, takes them to school, does their homework. Come the weekend and dad takes them to the beach surfing or dad takes them to the park for a run or dad takes them for a run on the beach with the dogs and that type of thing. So all of that is going to change. You know, the emotions and the conversation are going to be there to break that news to them. So you've got to make sure that you've planned it correctly. It's very, very important that happens. And like I said, you know, going down again, the book that I read says, make sure that when you're talking to them, that, you know, the points to remember there are, for example, tell them together. Let not one be dominant. Let not one blame the other one. You know, you need to tell them that you can still work together, that you're still going to, you need to reassure them that you're not losing a mommy or a daddy. You'll still see lots of us. That, you know, you'll spend time. These days with joint parental happenings, it's fantastic. You know, you get situations now where the family advocate is allowing children to spend 3 days with one parent, 4 days with the other, alternating week to week and things like that. So in modern times, I mean, in the old days, you know, they went to one of the two parents. And I used to hate that because invariably, you know, one of the two parties who didn't have the children sort of moved away from the other one. Or they were poisoned by the remaining parent, which is sad. You know, it's so you need to tell them together. You need to be honest and clear with them. You need to reassure them that they're not losing their mommy and daddy. You know, you need to focus on the future. Tell them what's going to happen, where's daddy going and that type of thing. So it's very important that you do this thing jointly and together and that they understand where you're coming from. You know, you need to make sure that, like I said, both parties must be there. You need to sit together with the children. It must be a safe place. It mustn't be somewhere, you know, you need to sit in the lounge or something like that. You know, don't take them out for supper and tell them in a restaurant or something like that because mommy doesn't want daddy in the house anymore because, you know, you've broken the news and moving on and that type of thing. So you need to make sure that the environmental situation is such that it's comfortable, that you can have an open conversation there. You know, you don't have to get into a situation where you've got to, can't talk too loud, or you've got to hide it. You know, there might be tears and emotions. There might be children that leave the room. You know, don't keep the children guessing. Tell them straight up. Make sure that it's loud and clear that you're going to get divorced. And make sure that they understand. Ask them. Comfort them. You know, tell them it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the day. It's one of those things. Unfortunately, you know, it happens in life that people don't get on any longer. A very bad day, of course. It's a sad thing that happens in marriages. You know, when moms and dad want to live a different life all of a sudden, it's a game changer completely. I mean, you know, it's there. And you also need to make sure that when you break news like that to the kids, that you've come to the decision that you are getting divorced. You know, don't say, oh, well, let's test the children. I've heard so often that people come along and say, let's test the children. See what your children are going to say if we tell them we're getting divorced. You know, they'll take you out. I've heard that story so many times. There's no need for that. You know, if you're not making it, why persevere? You know, often as well, I hear people say, oh, but we waited until so-and-so matriculated. That's probably the worst thing you can do. Because believe you me, the kids sense that there's something not right in the house. In this day and age, children know when parents are fighting. Children know when there's not happiness. How many times haven't I seen people that have been in an unhappy marriage that are sitting it out for the sake of kids, and then you get a dad that probably ends up an alcoholic or something. He goes to the club every night, or he goes to the pub every night just to get out of the house because he doesn't want to be with the mother, you know. And you know, you need to also make sure that like I said, that the divorce is imminent, that it's going to happen. You know, have you sat down and spoken to each other? Have you tried to sort out your differences? You know, they have reasons to get divorced. The kids are going to ask you, but what's the problem? You know, we didn't see this coming. So, you know, you've got to be prepared there to say, you know, we don't love each other anymore. You know, we don't do the same thing. We're just fighting all the time. We're unhappy. We think that by parting ways, we can find happiness again, which will be for the benefit of you as children, because, you know, here we are. I'm at home. Dad's not cooperating. I'm miserable. I'm not myself anymore. I don't have my friends and that type of thing. These are all type of things that you can explain and prepare. So, you know, you need to do that. You know, and the reasons must be true as well. Don't lie. You know, if mom or dad has found a boyfriend or a girlfriend or having an affair, make sure that you tell them up front. Because otherwise they're going to bear a grudge. I mean, it's natural to come in and support. That's what happens. You know, if a child goes out and sees dad with another girl somewhere, child's gonna go home and tell mom. Child's going to attack that other person, you know. But, I mean, how often these days life is so easy, don't you see? You go to a place and there's dad with a girlfriend openly with the kids, you know. Feels absolutely nothing with kids. Mom's boring and stays at home and doesn't do anything, you know. The mom doesn't see the wake-up call that she needs and that type of thing. So it's very difficult. So the mind factor must be correct. You know, before you tell children, make sure, yes, we are getting divorced. Yes, we have tried reconciliation. Yes, we have been to the minister. Yes, we have perhaps been to an attorney to discuss it, you know. And then make sure that you put it across to the children and that you're happy to entertain their focus, the emotions that will come out of it. You know, might find that they're very saddened. You might find the child leaves the room and disappears, can't bear it. You need to go and comfort that child. You know, you need to keep the lines of communication open. You can't leave them. I mean, there have been stories beforehand where kids have run away because of things like this and that type of thing. So, you know, you need to make sure that you're that loving and caring parent and that you come across with what's happened. You need to stay calm, cool and collective, as they say, in front of the children, and you need to allow them, you know, to get their own space, to indulge in trying to put together what the heck has happened to my parents, why they get through a divorce. You need to help them in that regard. You know, the tension is there. The children might pick on one of the partners and want to protect the partner and that type of thing. You need to make sure, you know. So the children are there. You need to tell the children. You need to know what to say. You need to plan it together. And, you know, you also need to make sure that if you've been fighting and that, that you now stop fighting, that you don't show that hatred in front of them. And you know, it's only a divorce. You're going to part. That doesn't mean you can't be friends for the rest of your life. So it's basically just a help guide, you know. Don't blame one another. Don't blame the other party. You know, be age aware of what you can tell the children. Make sure that if they ask questions, you're able to answer it together. You know, don't end up with a situation where, you know, you say, ask your mother. I don't know why she's going off with somebody else. You know, make sure that you've looked at yourself in the mirror and discovered why she's gone off with somebody else. You know, keep it real. Make sure that you put across. And, of course, an important thing as well is that when you tell them that you listen to what they say, that you answer the questions that they throw back at you, you know, help them to find feeling for the words that they might come out with. Let them be honest. Let them give you stories. You know, hey, Dad, I saw you at Rugby the other day and you were sitting with that group and that lady was a bit close to you and that type of thing. Don't deny it. Yeah. Be honest with them. You know, make talking about the divorce an ongoing process. Allow them to talk. Allow them to tell you what it is. You know, acknowledge their feelings, basically. Unfortunately, they're the ingredient that's been made from the marriage, and they're not the ones that are fault when the parents part. You know, you need to give them reassurance and love. You need to tell them nothing's going to change. You're still going to be at the same school. You're still going to have the same friends. You're still going to see mommy. You're still going to see daddy. You know, it will be okay. You know, nothing's going to change. You're not now going to move to another town. Or if indeed it is a situation where one of them is moving away, you know, so often I hear people say, oh, no, that's enough now. I'm moving out of this town. This guy's embarrassed me. You know, I don't want to live there anymore. I'm moving on somewhere else. Not always the best thing to do. You know, people don't look down on people that get divorced in the sense that, yeah, I suppose it's just natural that people have a look and say, oh, who was the cause of the problem over there? You know, unfortunately, people talk nonsense and make stories. But in the real world, in the big world, forget about what the people think. It's about you, the two of you and your children. That's what you need to do. And, you know, we talk here about the children. The impact that it also has on parents, you know, your own parents, if you're the person getting divorced, you know, it climbs up as well. It's not only the kids that you produce that affected. You know, sometimes the father-in-law might be the best mate of somebody, and to hear that, oh, you know, we're getting divorced is like a hell of a thing. I mean, how many times do I see guys who have become so close to their father-in-laws, and then the wife with a divorce expects them to break that friendship? You know, it's not necessary. They're kids born of that invariably and that type of thing. So you need to, you know, it's a guide to help. And if you can't handle it yourself, make sure that you get help. You can go to attorneys for help. You can go to psychologists for help. You can go to welfare officers for help. And all that type of thing. These days, it's checked out by the family advocate as well to see that the best interests of the children are looked after. You can't get divorced without a report from the family advocate, who in our town, I'm happy to say, does a thorough investigation, comes back with a full report, makes sure that what is happening is correct. And, you know, also what I've seen a lot is that sometimes, and it's not to be harmful in any way, but sometimes the longer you take to get divorced, the longer you take to sort out the children correctly, to sort out your own differences correctly. You know, that initial bitterness falls away and you're able to talk to each other. You're able to be in the same company of each other and things like that. You know, you've got to learn to cope with the divorce. You've got to watch the children once you've told them as well. Make sure that, you know, the children doesn't, like, close up and stop eating, stop seeing their friends and that type of thing. That's why I always say to people that are getting divorced when they come to me, keep a little diary and say where the children have been, what has happened, what has been done, what your problems are, you know, when you've seen the kids, when you've been told you can't see the kids and that type of thing. Because when the family advocate comes, you need to say, oh, you know, I was supposed to have the children on that weekend out of spite. You know, I wasn't given the children and that type of thing. So seek support, get support, lean on your friends. You know, don't be shy to tell your friends. Make sure that, you know, everybody knows what's happening. Vent your negative feelings like you've been saying here now. You know, a therapist are there, attorneys are there, ministers are there. They're all the type of people that can help. And then, of course, you know, if there are conflicts with the children, if there are aspects that the children are unhappy with, resolve them. Do it with your ex. Well, not your ex, with your partner. You might not be an ex yet. So, you know, co-parenting is a big thing these days. It helps. It's fantastic. Like I say, you can get into situations where people live one day at this house, one day, a couple of days there. I mean, I know I had a couple some years back, and the children were big. In fact, that they were personally known to me, where there was one child involved and both parents had moved on with somebody else. And the child was lucky enough, you know, to have a room at both homes. And all she had to do was say, I'm sleeping at mom's house tonight.
Right.
On their little group that they had formed. And then it was fine. That's all that they wanted to know, whose house she would be at.
Where she was.
They were both concerned for her and knew where she was. Or she was sleeping out with friends. I mean, she was big. I mean, the child was in her 30s and lived at home, you know, and every day just said to mom and dad, this is where I am, so that they knew, you know, and there was no panic or anything like that. She was big enough to look after herself. She loved both parents. She was well loved by both of them. One had got remarried, the other one had lived with somebody, and you know, she was as happy as Larry. You know, no problems. There was no anger. There was no depression. There was nothing like that. They got on together. So, yeah, and watch the children. You know, once you break the news to them, their aspects, watch their sleeping modes, watch their concentration, watch their schooling, watch drug and alcohol, which is so bad these days. Watch, you know, self-injury, you know, slipping their wrists and that type of thing, angry or violent outbursts, you know, removal from no longer wanting to be with dad because he caused problems and that type of thing. You need to watch out for all those red flags and help each other to overcome them. You notice something, bring it out. Don't leave it. You know, don't. Make sure you ask, why are you not eating? Why are you not going to school? Why are you sick? You know, you need to do that. So, yeah, it's there. That's basically where we are today. We've been chatting and chatting, Wayne. I don't know if you've got any other questions or queries, but
You've pretty much summed it up, Peter. And I think what one thing that I would take from that is just to keep an eye on the kids and, you know, look out for changes, school, like you mentioned, school behavior, et cetera, because that would probably be your first sign that something is not quite the way it should be.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you've got to watch for that. You've got to actually prepare yourself and make sure, you know, those red flags must be looked after
and looked out for, to check that, you know, when they start waving. But Peter, a very, very interesting chat and rather sad that it happens so often in our society. But if somebody does want to reach you, maybe they've got some queries in a situation and they feel that what you've spoken about could help, how can they get in touch with Adam's attorneys?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea. Telephone 043-7211-018. Or they can like us on Facebook at S2Alum, Alums, and they'll find details over there. I'm going to make sure this is quite an important topic, so I'm going to make sure that we get it onto the system today or tomorrow. you know, because what goes with that is you know, that we can help with parenting plans.
Right.
We can help with suggestions of people coming to see us and telling them where the children must go, what you need to do, how to overcome it.
Right.
So there's a hell of a lot of things there. You know, it's like you need to make sure that you look after things like Father's Day, Christmas, birthdays, and things like that. And right. and the interesting info that we have here at Allen's, which is available to myself and my colleagues here, is that we're able to talk to them about residential structures, about parenting plans, about school tours, about schooling, about eating, about, you know, all that type of thing. We can help.
Everything so to look out
that's
for.
Where they can get us. And, of course, just on Wild Coast FM itself, if they look us up there, they'll find us as well.
Good one. Peter, thank you very, very much. And this chat will be on our website later today and on your channels as well. Peter, have a great week and thanks very much for chatting.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheerio then. That's Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle Chat.